ESPN's Teron Davenport, talking Titans now on Robbie and Rex Road on ESPN 102.5 The Game and the Game Nashville app.
And it is that time of week here on Robbie and Rex Road, third and final hour here of the Friday edition. Robbie Rex Road presented by TJ Anderson Homes and Benchmark Realty. Call TJ's team to see why they're referred so often. As always at this time on Fridays, we welcome in Teron Davenport, TD, who, you know, TD handles Jared kind of like a mentor, you know, a calm mentor, whereas you're sort of like his angry uncle, PK. But, you know, in any case, there's different ways to go about it. Did you hear any of that earlier, TD?
I heard a bit of it, man. It's always fun to hear that back and forth, you know. Sometimes you got to correct with force as opposed to, you know, with gentleness, and that's what happens.
TD's best gentleness with Stilly is a top five takedown of Stilly. It was just brilliant about being the rabbit.
Well,
remind
no
me.
No fun
remind
when the
me.
Rabbit got the gun.
What was that about?
Well, we were going over something about the Russian attack, and he had brought up Arthur Smith and some film that he watched. But it wasn't against the same team, so I was like, you know, you're going apples to oranges, and I had said, you know, just do better. And well, I wasn't saying it like out of spite or to make him feel bad or anything like that, but he got upset because I was saying that, and I was like, well, that's no different than when you're on here telling these guys that they suck or they need to be fired or this, that, and the third. And I was like, it's no fun when the rabbit got the gun, huh? You know.
But, okay, now yeah, I remember you know, it. Yeah,
brilliant.
He does a good job. You know, obviously we get some crazy takes from him, but it's entertaining. And I think, you know, he puts in the work. I mean, now especially he watches a lot of film, takes notes. So, you know, it's coming from a well-sourced place, but it's not always right.
Yes. Well, he works hard, and the Titans work hard too. Let's transition to the Titans. Their results right now a little bit lacking. TD, after the Browns game, we've had a week now of, you know, conversation. I thought some really interesting stuff from the coordinators yesterday, but, you know, like, how do you feel about where this team is now versus, I don't know, how you felt Sunday afternoon? Any different?
Oh, I do feel different. I think it's a bit more alarming, you know, after seeing that game and the struggles on offense. But sometimes you got to look at a game like that and just say, you know what, they just, you know, whooped our behind. And I think that's how they're looking at it. But they have to figure out a way to protect this quarterback, because just like I asked Ryan Tannehill on Wednesday, when you're getting pressure like that, how much does that limit what you could do? And he said it. I mean, it limits the longer developing routes. It can limit your ability to go downfield. And this team, like, they're not stretching the field horizontally or vertically. You look at some of their sets, like, it's very condensed, and then it's real easy to put nine in the box like they did multiple times against the Browns. So I think offensively is something they got to figure out a way to just loosen things up for Henry and for Spears and, you know, everything like that. Defensively, you know, there's question marks. I mean, they continue to give up these explosives, and it's got to stop if they're going to be able to compete.
Now, horizontally, you raise a good point there. I mean, we understand why they can't do things vertically based on the timing. But formationally, you know, you can get a head start on things horizontally. Why do you think it seems like there's some reluctance there or inability to do things horizontally? And particularly, it seems, I thought, you know, their best options there before Phillips would be Spears and would be Chig. And they haven't been able to get anything going with that, which is the one place a quick pass game seems like there should be some answers there.
Yeah, I think, you know, you look at last week, a lot of it was just because they had to have a tight end attached to the tackle to be able to breathe just a little bit before the quarterback gets hit. And we all know 2.27 seconds on the one before halftime. So that didn't really work. So I think really, you know, you got to go more empty. One thing that they should do, because, you know, this is a copycat league, right? You saw the Rams on Monday Night Football, and they copied off of what the Dolphins have been doing, where they're putting – the receiver in motion, right? Jet motion, and it's just releasing them right into the
that
route.
That short motion,
head start. Yeah. You let them get a head start, and then you could just throw the ball to them real quick. I think that's something that they need to incorporate using Spears. Like, put them in that motion out of the backfield. Just do different things. You got to do something to shock the defenses, because it seems like they're always in position to stop whatever it is is coming at them.
Let's flip to the other side for a second. We know how bad Fulton was in this game in particular. But McCreary, in my eyes, has been excellent. He's the guy that I thought, when they were talking technique, bringing in Chris Harris, would benefit, and it seems like he has. Bunting's been pretty good, up and down. But, I mean, for the secondary to be getting killed by these 12 X plays, it's not all Fulton, but it feels like it's predominantly Fulton.
Yeah, there have been a few on Fulton. Let's not get it twisted. You know, at least two of those 12 have been on Christian. Now, the one in the Saints, the Rashid Shaheed, the double move, you know, that is a technique thing. He got caught, you know, with his eyes, you know, sitting on the stick, eyes in the backfield, and that pump or just the little stutter, it got him. The thing I wonder on that, and look, I'm not placing any blame whatsoever on Kevin Byard, but I just wonder if the safety needed to be over top that a little bit more. That's a question that I have. And that's where, you know, a guy like Byard normally erases a mistake like that from a corner. And again, I'm not taking the blame off of Fulton and putting it on Byard, but it's one of those ones where an outstanding player can help a guy that's struggling. So I think that's something that they might have to look at a little bit more, having some safety help over top to help Christian. I think you look at Murphy Bunting, he's a very aggressive corner, you know, and he bit on that double move against the Saints. And then the other one, the explosive, they kind of, Keenan Allen got caught in between Murphy Bunting and Byard, and it was just a well-schemed play. But the thing that you also have to look at is these calls, right? And because you have a physical guy like Murphy Bunting, sometimes you're going to get those defensive holdings. Other times you're not going to. I don't think that the two that he had against the Browns, I don't think they were legit penalties. But, you know, they're just struggling. The guys up front, you know, they're not getting home and closing the deal as far as bringing the quarterback down. That's not helping either.
All right, well, I'll flip it back to the other side. I think today the two big questions really would be obviously Skoronski, who hasn't participated at all this week. I mean, I guess I'm in my mind thinking it's probably another week, but we'll see what Vrabel says. Yeah, but then Burks TD goes from partial to nothing yesterday, knee.
Yeah.
How big of a concern do you think that is? And you know, if they don't have him, what's Chris Moore? I think maybe Chris Moore is in line for a little more work anyway. I mean, I know it's like limited glimpses, but he's making plays when he has a chance to make plays.
I'm surprised he's not over NWI a little bit more.
Yeah, NWI has led the receivers in snaps back-to-back weeks. Look, the Burks thing is, you know, that knee, it seems like that's something that's going to be off and on nagging him this whole year. And it's unfortunate because he was really coming in with a lot of momentum. I think he would be a key part in what they need to do this week. But here's the thing. Chris Moore attacks that football, man. And we saw it in games, but then we also saw that in training camp also. He was going up and getting the football. There were multiple times he, you know, went up and grabbed the rebound, so to speak. So for me, when you're going against this Bengals team, and you got the young safeties, right? And you know what they're being told all week. Listen, man, Derrick Henry's not going to run the football on us. That's what we're proud of. He does not run against us over and over again. They're going to want to come up and help and run support. That's why me personally, I'm play action. I'm going over top. But the thing is, not having Burks running that strike route is going to hurt them if he's out. You know what I mean? Because that's a good read for them. But I'm going Chris Moore on the post and Burks on the strike. So now you've got those safeties coming up, and that could be a big play for you down the field. And we all know this team absolutely has to start fast. And if they, you know, start off on offense, that's one way to do it.
Moore knows how to stack a defender
exactly.
Too really
yeah.
Well. So yeah. let's get all the offensive linemen are healthy. Skoronski's back. and they want to make a change, let's say. I don't think it's going to happen sooner rather than later. But what's your ideal offensive line alternative?
Alternative. You know, I don't really know what the alternative would be. I guess you could get Petit Ferrer and maybe try him at left tackle. Maybe you could do that. But honestly, I would keep things the same. Because I think once Skoronski comes back, that's going to help Andre Dillard. And look, there were times Andre Dillard struggled. Like, we're not going to sugarcoat it. Like, he's definitely struggled. But one way that you can help it, and you see in some of the things against the Browns, like, they slid to the left multiple times, right? So the thing is, they're sliding to the left, but you're seeing Dylan Raiden still concerned with the guy on his right. And I think when you're sliding, right, that right hand has to be on that guy, but you're looking to the left, you know what I mean? And you're ready to help your guy on the left, because there's a reason why they're sliding to the left, because there's some guy that wears number 95 named Myles Garrett on that side, right? So help Dillard by cutting off that inside, you know what I mean? Allow him to just, you know, kind of ride Garrett up the field, you know what I mean? And then that gives Tannehill, he could step up. That wasn't happening as much. So, yeah, on the surface, Dillard was the one that, you know, he was responsible for 3 sacks, but you could help him by actually doing what you're supposed to do on slide, you know. So that's something. I think Skoronski is really good at that, because there's multiple times where you go back and watch that Saints game, you see him handling both the right and the left, and it's helping Dillard, so that way, you know, he doesn't have to worry about the move back inside. So I think that's something, just getting that technique right, I think that will help that offensive line overall. And quietly, you look on the right side, like, they're fanning. You know, you got the slide to the left, they're fanning to the right. Chris Hubbard quietly is doing an outstanding job.
Yeah, Brunskill pretty good too.
Exactly.
Teron Davenport, great stuff as always. TD, ESPN, NFL Nation, Titans. Thank you, my friend, and we will see you in the press box Sunday.
All right, I'll see you guys soon. Joe, I'm supposed to see you later. I know I'll see you, PK.
Yep. Take care, bud.
All right. TD, Teron Davenport, ESPN, NFL Nation.
You guys have a date?
And that's what I was trying to think. I don't know.
You don't know where you're supposed to
see him. I'm like,
hey,
what
TD,
is
send Joe a text about where you're supposed to see him. He doesn't know.
Is he still there? I'm so confused now. We had Wu-Tang last week. That was amazing. I should have asked him. Every week I need to ask. We need to, like, relive one of the Wu-Tang songs. But when we come back, we're going to relive that. It was an amazing show, actually. And we will react to some of what TD said, maybe a little bit on the offensive line shuffling that people want, but maybe it's not as simple as you think. Robbie and Rex are 102.5, 106.3 The Game.